Well, today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we are speaking to the province's Associate Minister for Mental Health and Addictions, Jason Muwan. He joins us on the right now. I guess, first of all, Minister, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Thanks, Kyle, for having me on your show.
All right. Well, first thing I wanted to talk to you a little bit about, the province has been doing a number of investments around mental health recently. There's also been some stuff making its way up towards the Peace River area as well. Why don't you tell us what's all happening there?
Yeah, I know, Kyle. You know, COVID has put us all into this very difficult time. The exact measure that we're trying to isolate virus isolates so many of us, our burdens. So you can imagine the request for mental health support and for those people who suffer from addiction is just skyrocketing high. But because of that reason, our Alberta government stepped to the plate big time. We rolled out a $53 million COVID community response, mental health and addiction response, and that was, at the time when we rolled it out, it was the largest and the most comprehensive one in Canada. And I know through that, $25 million community grant has been allocated throughout the province. For your region, in the Northwest area, there has been over 224,000 allocated there for the community groups. Do you want me to talk a little bit about what those are?
Yes. Why don't you tell us what all we got up here for that?
Yeah, the community grant intended to have government leveraging our community organizations' power in making a difference in people's life. In this case, three community groups, nonprofits, received our grant. The first one is Sagatawa Friendship Society. They got $70,000 from us for an increased mental health support. They're offering facilitated weekly group sessions for people, for youth, targeted for youth who are isolated. And they're using medicine wheel teaching and sharing circles and other traditional teaching techniques blended into their way of engaging with those youths. Let me tell you this, so when you use culturally appropriate ways of delivering the support system there, it is far more effective and making a difference in people's life. Another one is the Slave Lake Native Friendship Center Society. They got $79,000 for added additional mental health support worker there. Through that added resource, they can provide connection, counseling support. They also use culturally appropriate mental health care there too. Again, I applaud them using indigenous type of approaches in connecting, supporting people, or providing very unique sense of support. But last but not least is the Peace Region Outreach Students and Daycare Support Society. They got $75,000 there, targeted for high-risk youth, helping them through peer support, counseling, and navigation of the support system to match what they need to what is available there. Again, they're using indigenous appropriate unique ways of teaching circle and those techniques blended into their service. I want to applaud to all of them for coming to step up to the place and play a role connecting people who are isolated and using unique cultural appropriate techniques doing so. Together, I think they, along with many other Albertans, and nonprofit organizations provided huge support for people at this difficult time. So thank you for their support, if I may take this chance to say that.
And of course, you mentioned those local groups in the area getting those grants to help with some of the programs that they run. How will this help people in our region? You get access to the sort of mental health and addictions services out there.
Yeah, good question. On top of the community support, we have stepped up to existing mental health and treatment support services there. I can highlight a couple in that region. Alberta Health Services sent another $10,000 increased funding for Peace Regional Victim Services. that we provided various culturally appropriate ways to connecting people there. Another 500,000 was added to Peace River Correctional Center to provide opioid agonist therapy, which is a popular treatment for people suffering from addiction problems. Another 190,000 was expanded into High Perry Opioid Dependency Program Clinic. There, they added psychosocial support, counseling support services, helping people there. And another 500,000 was added to, forgive me if I pronounce this inaccurately, but it looks to me is KSA Kiwa Tribal Council, KTC. They have a integrated mental health and addiction services that, again, using indigenous appropriate approaches like medicine will, healing circle, and so on and so forth, and connected to people who struggle in that area there. Those on top of provincial-wide support services, we put another 21 million to significantly increase access to mental health. This is the mental health hotline, addiction hotline, kids helpline, text for hope, virtual mental health support, and also 211, which is a easiest one. It's a phone number. If you can't remember any of those, you just dial 211. Somebody on the other end will assist you. Let me tell you this. I know COVID has produced an unprecedented health crisis for us, but the flip point of that, through our innovative response to these challenges, we reached a historical milestone that today in Alberta, doesn't matter where you are, 24/7, you can access mental health support services. That 211 service I was mentioning to you, anybody can dial that number, and somebody trained on the other end will match what your needs are and connect you to where you have the service is available for you. And then plus, that service has made to 100 languages available, can be simultaneously translated. This is a milestone, let me tell you. I worked in social services for over 28 years before becoming a politician. It was a dream we talk about in years, but never fulfilled. This time, because of COVID challenges, we really step up to the plate and deliver that.
And of course, as you mentioned there, certainly the effects of the pandemic has put a little bit of a strain on a lot of people's mental health out there. And certainly as someone who's had mental health issues before over the years and has had to take advantage of some of the services out there, I can certainly speak to the kind of the help that they provide. Now, with all these things you mentioned there, there are a lot of different ways for people who are struggling with mental issues that there's different ways for them to access all those things you were mentioning there.
Absolutely. We believe... We believe that people are at different states in their readiness and the recovery journey. So we're creating what we call Alberta model for mental health addiction. It focuses on recovery, focuses on getting people well, but covers what we call full continuum of care. It's all the way from prevention, intervention, treatment, and post-treatment recovery support services. If your audience, or your listeners, wanting to dig more into this, just Google alberta.ca/mental health. All those resources I mentioned today are listed there. I highly encourage that Albertans who struggle from mental illness and addiction take full advantage of the increased resources we added during COVID time. Those are for you to use. They are all free. Government of Alberta provided the support. So if you're struggling, don't struggle on your own. Reach out for help. Give somebody a call or call 211 and speak to someone trained. And from there onward, get into your journey of recovery, because we don't have to struggle alone. There's help there and the service is available for you.
And finally, we always like to add a few personal questions whenever we have a guest joining us on the Trending 55 Hot Seat. Now, you know, you're going out there and doing a different physical activity. I know over the years has certainly helped me in some occasions. And word on the street, Minister, is that you're a bit of a golfer out there. How good's your golf game out there?
Thanks, Kyle. I have to say I'm very physically active. To me, that's my way of coping mental health and stress from work and so on and so forth. You can imagine my portfolio during the pandemic. The demand on work and time spent is double or tripled because of the COVID crisis. But for me, I need to be mindful to remain physically active. I take chances whenever possible. Golf, badminton, swimming, and make sure physically I rest and mentally I recover, and then I face the next day with the best condition I can to provide my service to our Bruins. You know, with COVID, many sports has been limited to what you can do. Running is one of the most frequent one I do in between times. Golf, can you imagine? COVID is one of the physical activities that was least impacted. The only trouble with golf is take a lot longer time, but whenever I have that time, I enjoy that walk, fresh air. And then people who play golf know this. It's a 75% mental game. So if your mind isn't there, you can completely lock yourself that way. So I take all of those as my way of balancing work and life and maintaining good mental health and well-being in order to service better for our buddies.
Well, we'll have to get you up here in one of the golf courses up here to see how well you manage up with that. But we'd certainly like that you're certainly taking the time to keep yourself well. And Associate Minister of Mental Health of Addictions, Jason Delong, thanks for joining us on the Trending 55 Hot Seat today.
Thanks, Kyle, for having me on the show.